Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to alert you to issues that will affect your tax return filing and perhaps tax planning for 2023. Well, my friends, where does the time go? I am sorry to be posting so late, but the days are just flashing by. Are you feeling the same sensation? It's already February. Anyway, one reason each day is so full is there are constant updates that I have to read or learn about. We've been having several meetings with the IRS about systemic problems and the IRS's plans for this coming year, and of course, answering many of your questions in the Tax Mama Forum. Remember, you can ask questions there. This is a totally free resource for your benefit. You may have been hearing about the IRS announcements on the radio about the California middle class tax refund. So for some people, it ranged from anywhere from $400 to $1,050 for a family. It's not taxable in California, but it is taxable for the IRS. Or is it? We don't know. We don't have a definitive answer, and several of us have applied pressure to the IRS to give us an answer. Their announcements recommend not filing your tax return until the IRS does issue their announcement, so you don't end up having to amend. This is not just a California issue. There may be similar issues with other states where the state issued a 1099 miscellaneous for their money they sent back. Everyone's been talking about the IRS's $80 billion. And believe it or not, the IRS is asking us for feedback on how to use the money most effectively. Please understand, this is not going to get spent all at once. It will be dispersed over 10 years. So currently, this is the allocation that they're showing. $3.181 billion for taxpayer services. God, don't we need that? $45.637 billion for enforcement, which will return many, many times that. $25.326 for operations support. And $4.750 billion for business systems moderation to bring the IRS computers and everything out of the dark ages. It may please you to know that one of the IRS national directors is holding 30 meetings around the country with tax professionals, associations, community leaders, various industry leaders, and many more people. The goal is to learn each group's recommendation for areas where they see the funds can improve customer service and functionality for their members. I gave the IRS about 10 suggestions during our meeting, some of which may actually be implemented. And the IRS is actually interested in your feedback. So if you have a constructive suggestion on something specific that can be improved, please let me know as soon as possible and I will pass it along. Seriously, though, don't send me raves. I don't want to hear political arguments or nonsense. Be straight. Tell me about a problem you see and recommend a sensible, practical solution. I've provided a link for you in the Tax Mama Forum. It's a free forum if you're not already a member. Just go to itaxmama.com/IRS$80 billion. In the meantime, you might be pleased to know that the IRS has hired lots of new phone staff. They're up to 4,000 people right now and aiming for 5,000 by the end of the year. Some things that have changed on this year's federal tax return. Well, the filing deadline is April 18th. And for people in certain disaster areas in 2023, the deadline is as late as May 15th. That also applies to contributing funds to IRAs and HSAs, so that's kind of good news. For people in certain disaster areas in 2022, believe it or not, some of them can still file their 2021 tax returns and various other 2022 forms and make make payments without penalties as late as February 15th or March 15th, depending on their location. And I've given you links to the disaster area information for both 2022 and 2023. On the 1040 itself, the IRS has expanded the questions about owning, using, and trading cryptocurrencies. You're actually allowed to say no if you only owned the currencies or bought them in cash but had absolutely no transactions. Another change on page 1 of the Form 1040 is a few lines have been added to the wages area, including a place to enter wages to household employees for whom you didn't issue a W-2. Remember that $300 charity contribution you could get even if you didn't itemize? Well, that's gone. That huge child tax credit has dropped from $3,000 per child or $3,600 for very young children in 2021. It is now $2,000 per child. And where the full amount of the credit was refundable in 2021, only $1,500 of the credit is refundable in 2022. The Child and Dependent Care Credit for 2021, Congress raised that to take into account child care expenses of up to $8,000 per child and up to two children, so $16,000. The maximum credit was $4,000 per child, or 50% of the cost for people whose income levels qualified. And in 2021, the credit was refundable for the first time in many years. For 2022, we are back to the original non-refundable credit. Expenses are limited to $3,000 per child for up to two children, and as I said, it is non-refundable. Let's move on to tax education. As usual, I'm going to be teaching a session at this year's CSTC 2023 Tax Symposium in June. So come and meet me in Las Vegas. I would love to meet you. If you tell me you're coming, you'll be invited to Tax Mama's annual dinner on Monday night. And so here is a link to the information about the summer symposium. And it's time for everything. We have been getting a flood of questions about the 2023-2024 EA exam. So we're going to hold our first annual free webinar. Please clear some time on your calendar if you're interested in taking the IRS exams this year. Everything you wanted to know about the EA exam but didn't know who to ask, the date is Thursday, March 2nd, 2023. The time is 10 a.m. And for more information and a free sign up, just go to this link at itaxmama.com/taxmama, TM. Incidentally, we are bribing you to join us. Anyone who stays for the entire presentation will get a $100 coupon off the price of the premium class. Don't worry, if you already signed up for the class in 2023 and you sit through the entire presentation, we'll send you a $100 refund. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and EA education for free. Where? Where else? At taxmama.com.